The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
You're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper!
Good evening, butt-dwelling anal monkeys. This is Tim taking a break from my voiceover work to bring you some funny stuff that I found on the internet. This one I found on funnyordie.com. I'm sure you all will remember this bipolar rant that Mike Tyson gave at the Lennox Lewis press conference.
You got mad enough to fuck with me. You can't last 2 minutes in my world, bitch. Look at you scared now, you hawk.
Okay, the premise of this interview, imagine if that rant was actually planned and written. Here's an interview with that sports writer.
Well, it was 2002, about a week before the Mike Tyson-Lennox Lewis fight, and Mike's people came to me and said, Charlie, Mike wants to go a different direction with the press conference. Can you write something for him? And I said, I don't know. That's a tough one. I had a first draft written before they hung up. And it goes, I'll put your mother in a straitjacket, you punk-ass white boy. Come here and tell me that while I fuck you in your ass, you punk white boy. I'm sorry, I'm not doing it justice. I'm not a performer. You faggot, you can't touch me. You're not man enough. I'll eat your asshole alive, you bitch. Fuck you, you hoe. Come and say it to my face. I'll fuck your ass in front of everybody. That's really the climax of the piece, and then this is kind of the denouement. You bitch, come on, you bitch. You scared coward, you're not man enough to fuck with me. You can't last 2 minutes in my world, bitch. Look at, you're scared now, you ho. Scared like a little white pussy. Scared of the real man. I'll fuck you till you love me, faggot. I can't tell you how satisfying it is as a writer to hear your words come to life.
You probably recognize that voice as Ty Burrell from Modern Family on, I believe it is ABC or is it CBS? Who cares? Anyway, the most important thing is that this week I have my daughter in town and she's sitting here right next to me. Say hello to everybody, Caitlin Malone Rice.
Hello!
My daughter Kate is 18 years old and is about to graduate from high school in June, and we are very excited about that. There was a time when we weren't sure that that was going to happen. Isn't that right, Kate?
Woo, raise the roof. I'm graduating.
Awesome. So hopefully I will be, well, not hopefully, definitely will be trekking it over, I should say, to Las Vegas with the rest of my family to go watch Caitlin.
That's where I live.
Yes. Caitlin lives in Las Vegas with her mother. We'll be going there to watch her graduate from high school. What's the name of your high school again?
Arborview High School.
Anyway, I just wanted to introduce everyone to my lovely daughter. So, Kate, is there anyone you want to make a shout out to on this podcast?
No, I hate everyone. Everyone sucks. They should all die.
Oh, my. There's the Caitlin I know and love. I was thinking more along the lines of your boyfriend, Daniel, whom I had the opportunity to meet when I was down in Las Vegas last November for Thanksgiving and for your birthday. You want to say hi to him?
I love you so much. I can't wait to be home. Oh, my God. I miss you.
Oh, man. To be 18 again. Anyway,
He's not 18.
Well, I mean, you are, and you're like all puppy loved, and it makes me want to puke. Anyway, hi, Daniel, and this is all the time we have for this particular episode. Don't forget that you can get in touch with me at timlrice@aol.com. Also, follow me on Twitter @TheOChameleon. Also, Facebook. And believe it or not, this podcast can now be found on iTunes. You can just search VoiceOver Chameleon, and it will pop right up. Go ahead, give it a try, subscribe, and you'll get 5 minutes of funny every single day. Say bye, Kate.
I'm so proud of my daddy. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Gosh, I'd like to help you, Peter, but I've got to go out in the hall and chew on the back of my ass for about 5 minutes.
I would if I could, you son of a bitch.
You have to use so many cuss words.
Shut up!